under center here. Second down, you go. McGahee behind it. Peyton throws the back shoulder fade for Decker, who goes down. Does he make the catch? Touchdown, Denver.
The Ronnie Lott Impact Player of the Week, live.
All right, it is time to talk a little Lott Impact Award right now. UCLA linebacker Anthony Barr is your weekly winner. 6'4", 245-pound senior from San Pedro, California. He forced three fumbles. He had a team-high 11 tackles, including two for loss in UCLA's very impressive come-from-behind 41-21 win at Nebraska on Saturday. The Lott Impact Award is celebrating its 10th anniversary. It's selected by a panel of national college football experts, and it'll be announced each week right here on AM 830. Joining me right now is a member of that panel, Terry Donahue, of course, a head football coach at UCLA from 76 to 95. He won three Rose Bowls as a head coach. Terry, good to have you on the program. How are you?
Travis, I'm doing good. Nice to be on the show.
Good. It's good to have you, Terry. I would imagine, considering it is the Lott Impact Award, Ronnie Lott, USC, to give it to a Bruin, you better have had a pretty good week.
Well, yeah, I would say there's more Trojans on the panel selection than there are Bruins, for sure. But, you know, every week we try to do a really good job of watching all the top performances by defensive players throughout the country, and certainly Anthony Barr was fantastic in Lincoln, Nebraska on Saturday.
You know, Terry, you look at it too, and the Pac-10 and now the Pac-12, it has such a great reputation as an offensive conference and all the quarterbacks and great skill players that we see, but there's no shortage of great defensive players in the league, is there?
No, there really isn't. I mean, you just look right here in Los Angeles, and I think the strength of USC's football team is certainly their front seven and their entire defense in general. And if you look at UCLA's football team, you hear an awful lot about their offense, but their front seven is formidable. It's really a good group of athletes, very physical, very tough. And then throughout the conference, there are some dominating defensive football players. So, you know, I think the league is full of really quality defensive players.
You know, Terry, you look up and down the conference too, and you see obviously Stanford has their program cranked up. They're right in the middle of it. And then, of course, Oregon has been good and been good for quite some time. As you look at them, obviously offensively they're a handful. They score a bunch of points. They score them very, very quickly. Do they have the defense, in your estimation, to be national championship good, the Ducks?
Well, I think that all, Travis, has to be seen as we go throughout the season. When I looked, I went to the game at Lincoln, Nebraska with UCLA on Saturday, and when I look at UCLA's offense, it is extremely explosive. It may not be quite as explosive as Oregon's, but it is very, very explosive. But when I look at UCLA's defense, I think they're better than Oregon. And so, you know, you don't know until you play the game, and you're not going to know until those two teams square off and until UCLA plays a team like Stanford and SC and Arizona State, those kinds of clubs. But it appears to me that Oregon has enough offensive power and is good enough on defense to be a contender for the national championship. Now, whether they're the best team in the Pac-12, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. Like I say, there's some other teams in this conference that have very high-powered offenses but also have very, very good defenses. Another team would be Arizona State. Mm-hmm. They score a lot of points, but they're pretty doggone good on defense.
Yeah, they are. We're speaking with Terry Donahue, former UCLA head coach. He's here on behalf of the Lott Impact Player of the Week. UCLA's Anthony Barr is this week's winner. You know, talk a little bit about the Bruins, Terry, and what they had to have gone through last week. Obviously, not only do they have a very difficult football game that they had to get ready for, but they had the tragedy. They lost one of their players. Nick Pasquale was killed when he was hit by a car. Did you ever have to deal with something like that as a head coach? And how difficult would it be to try and balance those two things of being a human being and feeling the emotions that go along with something like that, but at the same time knowing you got to get ready to play a game?
Yeah, I think it's very, very challenging and extremely difficult because it disrupts your preparation for what you're trying to do, which is play a football game, and it puts it in a perspective where it's not really very important compared to, you know, life and death and and all the emotions that go through when that kind of an accident occurs. But I think the UCLA community did a great job of honoring Nick and his family and paying the proper respects, and at the same time balancing that with the fact that they had an obligation to go to Lincoln, Nebraska, and play the game on his behalf and on behalf of all the players that liked him and were friends with him on the team. So, you know, Jim Moore and his coaches and players did a really good job of, when the time came to focus on the game, they were able to focus on the game. But they had a lot of heavy hearts, and this clearly rocked the UCLA community. I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're speaking with Terry Donahue, former UCLA head coach. And then, of course, the game starts. The Bruins come out a little bit off. They fall behind quickly, 21-3. How do you get your football team, when they find themselves in a deep hole like that, especially dealing with the emotions, to all of a sudden turn it around the way that they did? They went out and they ran out 38 unanswered points. A pretty remarkable turnaround for that team.
Yeah, it really was. It was almost like the tale of two games, you know. But throughout the first half, you could see from the press box where I was announcing the game for Westwood One, you could honestly see the potential of the UCLA football team. But they were just kind of off of rhythm. They were a little bit sleepy, if you will, going east, you know, getting up that early in the morning, having to play a game. They had a bye week before that game, so the intensity of the game maybe was a little fast for them early on. But you could see that, you know, their speed and their athleticism and all the things that they were capable of doing were just kind of sitting there dormant. But if they ever exploded, watch out. And sure enough, as time went on, they were able right there before the half to explode and move the ball. And then in the second half, the game was basically over. When they spread their offense out in space and got Nebraska out in space, Nebraska was just unable to play with them. It was an amazing display of points in the third quarter. When you score 28 points in the third quarter and shut down an opponent that scored 21 in the first half, I mean, you got the game well in hand, and they certainly did.
We're speaking with Terry Donahue. He is here on behalf of the Lott Impact Award, and the player of the week is Anthony Barr from San Pedro and UCLA. The Lott Impact Award is celebrating its 10th anniversary, courtesy of the Pacific Club. You've been around a lot of great players in your time around the game. You've had great quarterbacks at UCLA. Of course, Troy Aikman comes to mind. Is Brett Hundley one of those guys? Because you look at him right now, and not only is he a great college player, but everything he does on the field just screams pro to me.
Yeah, he's a number one draft pick just waiting to be, you know, taken, if you will.
Yeah.
He's one of those athletes that comes around that has the whole package. He's got size and strength and speed, and he's smart. And everybody in the UCLA community says he's a terrific worker, a great leader, a marvelous kid. And I think that everything you want in your college quarterback, your leader of your team, I think he's a much underrated national quarterback. I think a lot of us out here on the West Coast know about Brett Hundley, but people after Saturday nationally are starting to take note of him. And I think as the season unfolds for UCLA, he's going to be thrust into the Heisman Trophy race, and I think that people are going to have a newfound appreciation for him as a player. You know, you talk about some of the top quarterbacks in the East, and I've seen them all play, but I'm not so sure that Brett Hundley isn't as good as or better than every one of them, maybe with the exception of Manziel at A&M. But other than that, and I'm not saying he's not as good as Manziel. I'm just saying that other than Manziel, I think Brett Hundley would stack up favorably against every other quarterback in the country.
We're speaking with Terry Donahue, former UCLA head coach. He's here on behalf of the Lott Impact Award. The player of the week is UCLA linebacker Anthony Barr. You know, you mentioned Johnny Manziel at A&M. We talked a little bit about Oregon and the way that they play with Marcus Mariota. You got Brett Hundley at UCLA, and more programs are, like we talked about with the Bruins, spreading the field, creating space. There are obviously guys doing it a little more traditionally. You look at Alabama, you look at a school like Stanford, it's a little more of what we were used to maybe a few years ago. Do you like the new trend to spread the field and throw it around and run the way that it is, or are you still more of a traditionalist, more of a Stanford, Alabama sort of guy?
Well, I do like the new offense. I think what the offenses have done, they've taken the best elements of the shotgun formation, the wishbone formation, and the single wing formation, and blended them all into what they call now the spread offense. Mm-hmm. And when those guys are playing quarterback for you, it's very, very hard for the defense to play man-to-man coverage because nobody's accounting for the quarterback. And when he pulls that ball down and starts running, you don't have anybody covering him. And so you just create huge opportunities for your quarterback to be not only an effective thrower, but a great runner as well. But it's interesting because you look at the recent national champions. You look at the Alabamas or the LSUs or Stanford, who won the Rose Bowl, not the national championship, but won the Rose Bowl. You're looking at more conventional offensive teams, as you've pointed out, and you're looking at more power football, tight end oriented, off tackle type plays. And it's interesting to see when those kind of formations and that kind of philosophy and strategy meets with the new wide open, throw every down, run 90 plays a game offense. It's really, I think it's very intriguing. I think it's one of the things that makes college football such a great game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking with former UCLA head coach Terry Donahue, who's here on behalf of the Lot Impact Player of the Week. Terry, what made you decide you wanted to get involved with the Impact Award? Why was that something that interested you?
Well, you know, when I talked to the guys over at the Pacific Club and talked to them about the Impact Foundation, they told me that the principles of what the award was based on, and it's not just another football award that honors the best defensive player in the country. Mm-hmm. It takes into consideration very heavily not only a player's ability on the field, but his contributions to his community off the field. And what kind of integrity he has, what kind of character he has, what kind of how often he gives back to his community, and what kind of good works he does throughout his collegiate career. And I thought it was a great concept, and a concept that I could buy into and appreciate it, and stand up and look proudly at it and say, hey, this is a really nice award and honors a complete individual. Complete from the standpoint of athletic ability and talent, but also from the more important aspect of his character and his manhood and the kind of human being he is. And Ronnie Lott was a great guy to name the award after. He was, although he was a competitor of ours at UCLA and raised havoc with us every time we had to play against the guy, he was just a fabulous football player, both at the collegiate level and the professional level. He, I think, exemplifies all of the characteristics of the award in terms of giving back to his community and helping people. And he's just a quality human being. I wish he had been a Bruin, but he's not. And, I don't think that matters much when we're giving out an award like this. I think you look at, you don't root for institutions, you root for people. And Ryan Gulat's a quality person, and I think the award is named after the kind of person it should be.
That is very well said. That is Terry Donahue, the former UCLA head football coach. He went 3-1 in the Rose Bowl. Not too shabby, to say the very least. Also, as a player as well. Terry, I enjoyed the conversation a great deal. Thank you.
Travis, nice to be with you. Anytime.